This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For many governors and state legislatures, it's another year of big budget deficits. Even though the economy is recovering from a recession, revenues in many states remain flat or are declining for a third or fourth consecutive year. That's making budget decisions more contentious as spending cuts deepen and some states consider increasing taxes. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Hands in your lap, eyes up your nose. I have a very special surprise.
15 kindergartners take their place on brightly colored squares on a rug in their classroom at Filer Elementary School in Maryville, Indiana, as teacher Amy Hammond prepares to read them a Dr. Seuss classic.
This one is called The Cat in the Hat, and this one is called The Cat in the Hat Comes Back.
This is the school's only full-day kindergarten class. It's for students who are entering school already far behind in learning and readiness, in an attempt to close an achievement gap that exists before these young children even enter school. Teacher Hammond says getting twice as much classroom time pays dividends over the traditional half-day kindergarten.
We very much close up the gap.
So Indiana Governor Joe Kernan proposed expanding full-day kindergarten statewide this year. Even though lawmakers in both parties say they support the idea, they rejected even a modest expansion because of the cost, as Indiana faces a $1 billion budget shortfall. And Indiana isn't alone. After struggling through some of the worst state budget deficits since World War II the last couple of years, more than half of the states still project budget gaps for next fiscal year.
There's still quite a bit of, you know, what we call hangover from the last recession that's still going on.
Nick Jenny, a senior policy analyst for the Rockefeller Institute of Government at the State University of New York, says as some states' economies recover, government revenues are beginning to recover too. But others, he says, particularly those in the Midwest, are stuck in jobless recoveries, keeping revenues flat.
I mean, that's just fundamental. You can't withhold, you know, from salaries that aren't being paid.
Scott Pattison of the National Association of State Budget Officers says most states have already used a patchwork of spending cuts, fee and license increases, and a few budget tricks to get through the last couple of years. Now, he says, they face much tougher choices.
A lot of the one-time only budget actions have been used up. And so for those states that are still having difficulty, they really are getting to the point where they're going to have to do even more painful actions, whether that's raising taxes or cutting to the bone in terms of programs.
Virginia's legislature is locked in a budget battle in an extended special session that pits Republicans against one another over the size of proposed gas, sales, and income tax increases. New York's legislature will likely miss its April 1st budget deadline, and South Carolina may try to bring in more money by importing more nuclear waste. Many states are looking to increase borrowing, though none near the $15 billion bond issue approved by California voters. With interest rates low, that makes sense to some. But some states are already overextended, lowering their bond ratings and increasing the cost of borrowing. At the same time, many states are cutting spending more drastically. Medicaid and social services for the poor, the disabled, and the elderly are on the chopping block in several states, setting up what looks to be a long spring in many state capitals. David Shaper, NPR News.